first is the salad, then the meat, then the vegetables. Wait, bring all my food at one time on the same plate. Dixieland, bebop, soul, rhythm and blues, cool school, swing, avant-garde, jazz, free jazz, rock. What kind of music you play? The good kind.
World Service Bulletin. Tuna's going out to Marconi, to all corners of the globe. There ain't no hut in the Serengeti where my wavelengths do not probe. Right, Saturn. We sure hope a DJ is on board.
Thank you. request line is always open here at WRIR at 804-649-9737. Welcome to Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove, right here on WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio, radio for the rest of us. And if you hear some noise in the background, that is Hotel X. They are warming up, getting ready to go on the air. They should be on the air in, about maybe another 15 minutes or so. Well, we'll have to see how it goes. Don't really know yet, but that's the beauty of live radio. You just don't know exactly what's going to happen. Do you, Alan? You certainly don't. There's Alan Coberly, our engineer, and he says, no, I don't know what's going to happen. So it's a little scary, a little interesting. It's going to be a lot of fun. So please do stick with us from 5 to 7 today for a special edition of Global Agogo with the great world jazz group Hotel X from right here in Richmond. And Global Agogo is sponsored in part by founding underwriter, the Modlin Center for the Arts at the University of Richmond. Information about the Modlin Center and their upcoming music, theater, dance, and visual arts performances is available by calling them at 289-8990 or by visiting them on the web. That is the Modlin Center for the Arts at the University of Richmond, and we do thank them for their ongoing and generous support. And let me make this PSA announcement, too, while I've got you guys here and before we get into a little bit more music. 50 Years of Rock is a class designed for the music lover and everyone, whether you grew up with Ray Charles and Elvis, Hendrix and the Stones, or Nirvana and Madonna. Class meets each Tuesday evening from June 7th to July 5th, is open to all ages, and is not for credit. Just for fun. The class is taught by local musician and local great musician, John Wynn, and features speakers like local DJ Bill Bevins and other intriguing members of the music scene. More information is available by phone at 828-1166 or online at www.vcumusic.org. And that is going to be a really interesting adult class that you can sign up for, and I'm sure that's going to get filled up. And for those of you who aren't familiar with John Wynn, he's one of the finest musicians in Richmond, plays everything from rock to jazz to classical. He plays it all, and he knows it all, and it's going to be an excellent class that he does. Okay, I want to start out with a little bit of, hey, Ron Curry is here. Ron, how you doing?
Hello, I'm doing good.
Okay, good. How's it coming over there in Studio B?
I think it's sounding fine.
Okay, good. Well, these guys aren't quite ready to go yet, I don't think, or else you wouldn't be in here, right?
No, I just came to see you do what you do so well.
you flatter me. I'm going to flatter you because I'm going to play a couple of songs here to get started in the show of bands that have always, I think Hotel X has always reminded me of these bands, a couple of pretty good bands. We're going to get started with this piece from Ronald Shannon Jackson and the Decoding Society right here on Global Agogo.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, that is Pierre Dorge and the New Jungle Orchestra. And that song is called Suho Ning Samo. And you're listening to Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove, right here on WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio. Before that, we heard from Ronald Shannon Jackson and the Decoding Society, title track of their album, Man Dance. Both of those are from the 80s. I guess the Pierre Dorge is from the late 80s, and Ronald Shannon Jackson from the early 80s. And both of those are bands that have always reminded me of the guys that are our guests in the studio today. Hotel X from Richmond, Virginia, and Ron Curry is sitting at the microphone right now. Hello, Ron.
Hello.
All right. Oh, that's an excellent level. That'll definitely work. That's perfect.
Beautiful.
Before we get started talking, Ron, I want to make sure that people are aware that this hour is being brought possible, made possible to you by Plan 9 Music in Carytown, where you can listen to any new or used CD before you buy. Plan 9 has thousands of previously owned CDs and DVDs from all musical genres in stock at all times. Plan 9 is open 7 days a week and on the web at www.plan9music.com. And so, we got nine guys in the studio today, is that right?
Nine, and we're missing one.
Okay, let's run them all down for everybody so that everybody knows. Can you do this from memory or
yes,
do you need some notes?
Yes, I think so. I didn't write any crib notes on my palm, so forgive me if I mess up. We're missing Danny Finney today, unfortunately, and he is a powerhouse of a tenor sax player. And if you come to any of our performances that are in the near future, you can hear him. But my name is Ron Curry, and I'm playing electric guitar today. We have Tim Harding, who is playing alto sax and electric guitar. We have Lance Kohler on the drums, Wayne O'Brien on bass, O.J. Hunter on keyboards, George Lowe on bass clarinet, Dave Brogan on trombone, and Molly Berg on alto sax.
And you guys are going to be making quite a racket.
Yeah, it's a big sound.
With nine people. What does Lance have set up there in the way of drums?
You know, it's not unlike the kit we normally play with, except he didn't bring all of his cymbals, and he left one of his toms at home. Okay. So he doesn't have a real big kit anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little trimmed down.
And multiple drummers, so he doesn't need to.
Yeah. Oh, our percussionist, Jeff Morris. How could I forget him?
Was anybody counting? Did we get nine there? Nah, you guys weren't counting. A lot, yeah. Alan Coberly, who's our chief engineer for this.
Yes, thanks to him.
Says, yeah, there's a lot. And so I want to shout out to Alan for the work that he's doing on this event right here. And let me first start by saying you guys are going to be very busy here in the near future as a band doing a lot of performing. Why don't you tell people some of the places you're going to be performing soon?
Monday at Bogart's, which most people know is 203 North Lombardi. And then Tuesday, we are guest educators for the Richmond Jazz Society, and our performance and lecture will be at the Upper East Side Jazz Lounge, which is on Brook Road on the north side, across from the furniture store called The Dump. Just like their ad.
Right, exactly. And so that's so two gigs coming up this week, so plenty of opportunity to see these guys play live. And then what do you have in your date book here for the summer?
Well, July 2nd, we're playing in Fredericksburg at an outdoor festival. I think it's in their downtown area on Caroline Street, but there's this long-running Bluemont concert series that we have picked up some gigs. We have another Monday in July at Bogart's, which I think is the 11th. I could be wrong about that. And then two Mondays in August. One of them is the first, and then I think 2 weeks after that. And then August 20th, we're in Warrenton, Virginia, which is the next of the Bluemont concert series. We're playing in front of the Warrenton Courthouse.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah.
So what accounts for all of this activity? It's hard to get a group of 10 players together that often.
It's really hard. And we're not getting together because of the money, believe me.
Uh-huh.
It's because of the sheer joy of what we do.
Well, I have to say that in the last, 6 or 9 months, you guys have probably sounded better than I can remember you having sounded any time in the 14 years that you've had this band.
I agree. I've played in a lot of bands, and this is without a doubt the best band I've ever played in.
What's changed for you guys that's changed your sound and made it so compelling right now?
Well, you know, the whole nature of playing in a big ensemble like this, everybody has to show restraint in a way that I think a few of us have ever experienced. And just working towards building a group sound, it's fun and challenging, and it's such a thrill every time we get the groove going.
And you're so much more of a groove-oriented band than you guys have been in the past. Who's responsible for that, or what changed in your in people's playings or in your outlook on things?
We were really active between 92 and 97, usually with a quartet or a quintet, and we'd have guests come in periodically. And those were not so groove-oriented, shorter songs, high arrangements sometimes. And we took a bit of a break after 97. We never stopped playing, but we stopped performing live and for several years. Mm-hmm. And just sort of stayed in the woodshed developing this new sound that was really pulling in a lot of the stuff we were listening to as far as world musics and even American roots musics, vernacular musics. And slowly but surely it's developed into this thing that we are today, which I think it's fairly unique, although you can pick out really distinct influences here and there.
Like, and you want to cite some of those for people that aren't familiar with your music?
Well, Fela Kuti was a really big influence on us, and a lot of West African musics. You know, recently the Tanarawan CD sort of blew our minds.
Yeah, mine too.
And, you know, Ali Farka Touré's groups have meant a lot to us. And, you know, even all the stuff coming out of Cuba, the Buena Vista Social Club sort of family of musics, that stuff has been important to us. Well, there's some great stuff out of Ethiopia that has shaped some of our stuff.
That's you're referring to those that Ethiopique series on Buddha Records.
Mahmoud Ahmed, I just love that.
Isn't he amazing?
It is incredible. Sends my chills up my spine thinking about him.
Yeah, you know, I was going to bring that today to as a possible play, and then I left it at home.
Next time.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we could go on like this for 2 hours, obviously, but that won't be nearly as interesting for the audience as getting to hear you guys play. So if they're ready to play, we're going to play one song here on a CD that Ron has picked out, and I'll let him introduce it for you. And then after that, we're going to go right to Hotel X live in person in Studio B here at WRIR 97.3. Ron, what have you picked out to play here?
This tune is called Job Mob by Ornette Coleman and Primetime, and it has Bern Nix on this playing guitar, who we recorded and performed with in 96 and 97 quite often over the course of those 2 years. And he's such a fabulous guitar player, and it was a magic experience being with him. So here's Job Mob.
Okay, Ornette Coleman and Primetime, Job Mob from the album Of Human Feelings, 1982, as selected by Ron T. Curry of Hotel X. Here it comes. All right, Ornette Coleman's Job Mob here on Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove, right here on WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio, radio for the rest of us. And I do mean you when I say that. And where else in the world will you hear a band like Hotel X performing live in the studio during evening drive time? You've got to be kidding. This is radio like it used to be, oh, I don't know, 70 years ago or something like that? Very cool. This program brought to you due to the generous contributions of our founding underwriter, Sticky Rice, serving Asian American sushi and tater tots since last century. Sticky Rice, located at 2232 West Main Street on the corner of Main and Strawberry, is a destination spot in the fan. Artful Asian interior, beautiful staff, and fresh creative entrees are available for lunch Monday through Friday and for dinner 7 nights per week. And you can hire their sushi chefs for your catering events as well. More information about Sticky Rice is available to you at 358-7870. And without any further ado, here we go with Hotel X live in Studio B on WRIR. Thank you. That's Hotel X right here on WRIR LP 97.3 FM, live in Studio B. Thank you. that's Hotel X live here at WRIR in Studio B. Two songs from Hotel X there. They're going to tell us what they are as soon as we take a break. And Alan, are we going to... They're going to do one more here. Okay, so hang with us and keep listening to Hotel X here on WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio, radio for the rest of us. Thank you. All right, that's Hotel X right here on WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio, radio for the rest of us. And we just heard three songs from that great group. And Ron Curry, you've slipped back into the studio. How did you get back in here so quickly?
I'm sneaky.
You were very sneaky. Why don't you tell us what the songs were that we just heard there?
All right. The last one you heard was Now Here Is Freedom.
Okay. Who wrote that?
Well, you'll have to ask Tim Harding.
Public
because
domain.
I'm drawing a blank, but it is an African number.
South African, it sounds
yes. like. Yes. And prior to that was Berber's Jinx, which is a co-written piece by Tim and myself. And before that was The Mother of Us All, which is an original by Tim Harding.
Okay, great. So three pieces there from Hotel X, The Mother of Us All. I'm writing this down as we go. Berber's Jinx, and Now Here Is Freedom. And let me take a break here to make a couple of announcements. And then we'll figure out what we're going to do in the second half of the show. Global Agogo is sponsored in part by founding underwriter the Modlin Center for the Arts at the University of Richmond. Information about the Modlin Center and their upcoming events, upcoming music, theater, dance, and visual arts performances is available by calling 289-8990 or by visiting them on the web. That's the Modlin Center for the Arts at the University of Richmond. They have been underwriting this program since we've been on the air, and we thank them very much for their ongoing support. They're doing great work there at the University of Richmond, bringing a fantastic variety of live performances in music and theater and dance to the Richmond area. And this announcement here from WRIR, are you a not-for-profit group trying to publicize an event, educate and influence community opinion, or just get the word out about your services and clients? Or maybe you're a for-profit group publicizing a nonprofit activity, such as a benefit or a clothing drive. WRIR accepts submissions for 30-second public service announcements, or PSAs, as part of our mission to serve the wide-ranging needs of Richmond's diverse community. Groups wanting info on submitting PSAs to the station can contact Letty Flores at this email address. You ready? Got your pencil? PSA@WRIR.org. And, of course, you are listening to us at 97.3 or on the Internet, streaming worldwide, where we've got lots of listeners today, at www.WRIR.org. And if you go there, take a look at our news page, and my program is right up at the top of the page. And if you click where it says Read More, you can see the playlist for everything that we've done so far. And as soon as I get off the mic, I'll key in what those songs were that Hotel X played. And are any of those on any of your recordings, Ron? Not yet, right?
Berber's Jinx is.
Okay, which one is that on?
That's on Hymns for Children, and it's okay. The last tune. It's actually a 14-minute version of it, which is a short one.
There you go. Well, listen, I've got something that I wanted to play queued up, so let's see if we can play that, and then we'll come back, do a little bit more talking, and maybe get some of the other folks in the band in here as well.
Yes, absolutely.
And what I thought I wanted to play after hearing you play that last South African piece is I brought a South African CD with me by a group called African Jazz Pioneers. I don't know if you've heard this one. This is really good. I'm going to play the first track from that and tell me what you think of it.
Beautiful.
Ron. Okay, it's called Nonto Sangoma from African Jazz Pioneers right here on Global Agogo. Thank you. That's Nanto Sangoma from African Jazz Pioneers right here on Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove. And I've now got the co-leaders of Hotel X, both bellying up to the bar here to share a microphone and bump heads with each other. Tim Harding, how are you?
I am well, Bill Lupoletti. How are you?
Good. It's really great to see you, as always. And interesting trivia here, folks. Tim and I were in a band together once, and I just found out that Ron and Alan Coberly, our engineer, were also in a band together. So, why don't you talk for a second about the band that we were in?
It was well, you know, some remnants of which, in some respects, still exist to this day.
Right, right.
Some experiments under the heading of the Tad Thaddick All Stars, and Tad was a non-existent, or we brought him to life.
Right,
each and every time we played, and it was a collective, a broad collective of broad-minded individuals.
Talentless broad-minded individuals.
But some earnest and enthusiastic.
Very earnest. And some of us actually persisted in playing music and got to be good. That would be you.
Oh, I thought you meant you. But
no, and some of us completely gave it up because we thought that it was hopeless and pointless. But Tim, now what did you, you played bass guitar when I met you.
I think that's right. A bit of clarinet and bass guitar. And in this band at this point, I've moved over. The Hotel X started off with Ron and I doing bass duets. Now we're both playing guitar, and I also switch off and play saxophone. And over the years, Ron has also played trumpet, trombone, sitar, any number of things in the band.
Do you think there's any other band in the world that has stayed together while the leaders of the band both switched instruments but kept the band continuing to play?
Ron, would you like to answer that?
I've never heard of such a thing.
No.
So there's another distinction that you guys have. Now it's your turn, Ron. Tell us about this band that you and Alan Coberly had. Shag Nasty?
Alan Coberly and I were in Shag Nasty, and it was magic. It really was. It was some of the purest music either of us have ever played, and I wish I had a CD here because I had one burned from our cassette tapes, but we used suitcases and cardboard boxes and typewriters for percussion and the lamest of the lame electric guitars you could find and really pretty cheap amps, and it was just so pure, Bill. And a band called Dag Nasty that sort of got famous stole our name and admitted to it. So they eclipsed us, but not in creativity.
So there you go, the true secrets of people's early bands. Were you in a band before Tad Thaddick?
Well, there was the school choir.
Yeah, okay, right.
I was in the fife and drum corps in Colonial Williamsburg.
Yeah, there you go.
It was a heck of an outfit.
Yeah. You listen to any of that North Mississippi fife and drum music?
Yeah.
Isn't that great stuff?
Oh, man, the Hemphills and all.
Yeah.
Otha Turner, man.
Fantastic.
Beautiful stuff.
Now, we talked a little bit about how Hotel X's focus has changed over the years. When did you personally start really getting interested in what the marketing guys now call world music?
As I became more interested in the world, and less interested in myself, you know, as a teenager, I suppose. A dear friend of mine, Tom Wall, took a trip, hiked through West Africa in the summer of 1979. He had a brother who was living in Lagos, Nigeria, and Tom landed on a took a plane to Dakar, Senegal. It took this very wobbly train through Mali and ended up traveling, hitchhiking through Benin and Niger, and had these great adventures. And he came home with a couple of discs by Fela Kuti. And it took a bit of stretching my brain to get my head around that music. But you know, as all those kind of things, it was really rewarding. And it presented a challenge right away. I felt like it was coming from somewhere from the ground up that was extremely different from what I was used to. And so I would say in the late 70s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, interesting. And Ron, what about you? You've been interested in American traditional music for a pretty long time, right?
Well, yeah, and my interest in that stretched to international folk musics. And I see so many similarities. After really hearing a lot of American traditional from the Delta to Appalachia, there's so many similarities in this stuff, and I can't begin to describe how much they overlap and they share in common, but once you start playing this stuff side by side, it's so obvious to me.
Yeah. So who's the first world music artist that really did it for you? It's Tim and I. It's very interesting. We've got the same one. Fela Kuti. He was the one that did it for me. I say Fela Kuti and Johnny Clegg. Those were the two.
You know, I think Fela was probably the first African musician I heard that sort of clicked with me.
So there you go. It's three of a kind. And that gives us a great opportunity to break to this song, which Ron has actually picked out again. So you want to introduce it again?
This is a tune by Kula Lobitos, which I think Fela formed in London before going back to Lagos. And this is one of their early tunes. It's a short one for Fela. It's a little over 5 minutes, which is remarkable in itself. And I think he's playing trumpet on this.
Ah, okay. And so this is the band that he had before the Africa 70.
Exactly.
Okay, so here we go. Kula Lobitos on Global Agogo. This is from the great compilation that some of you probably already have. I know I do, called Nigeria 70. Thank you. Fela Anikolapo Kuti. I guess he wasn't that yet. He was just Fela Ransom Kuti.
I think that is correct. Fela Ransom Kuti at that point.
And Kula Lobitos, and that song is called Ololufe Mi. And you can find it on the Nigeria 70 compilation, which no world music or African music collection is complete without.
Without.
Yeah, three CDs. One of them is just a documentary from the BBC all about Afrobeat. And the other two is a really choice selection. Now we're in a world where there are so many great compilations of music from that era, but that is still one of the best that we've got. And you're listening to Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove right here on WRIR. 97.3 FM and www.rir.org, streaming worldwide on the internet. Richmond Indie Radio, radio for the rest of us. And we're talking with Tim Harding from Hotel X, which is a band that plays music from around the world in the universal language of groove, I would have to say. Let's do some business here. Tim, you're going to read my underwriting for me?
I'd be honored to, Bill.
Read and sing my underwriting.
Go ahead. This broadcast is sponsored by Need Supply Company in Carytown, which carries a massive selection of denim, including Seven for All Mankind, Citizens of Humanity, and Diesel, as well as a full range of men's and women's clothing, accessories, and shoes to go with it. Need Supply also quite enjoys forcing the on-air personalities to read, "I'm a little teapot, short and stout. This is my handle. This is my spout." Oh, that was touching. Need Supply Company in Carytown, a company supplying what you need, aside from me battling little songs.
Thank you, Tim. And now, you're a recorded singer, so I thought you would actually sing that. Was, was singing on that last Hotel X record the scariest thing that you've ever done as a performer?
Well, it was very funny how it kind of transpired, because as we were in the studio recording, I kind of walked up to everybody and just sang a little part for them to play on their instrument. Real simple little melody, or gave them a little idea about what to do. And then I got them to play this, and I sort of went through this sequence. And they had no real idea of what on earth I was doing, as usual, I would guess. And then it was at the very end of a long day. We'd been in there 10 or 12 hours in the studio. And I asked them if they'd stay for 5 minutes and do this. And they indulged me, bless their hearts. And then everybody left to go on their merry way. And Lance, our drummer and sound engineer, got a sparkle in his eye, because I think he knew what I was up to. And he started setting up a microphone in the isolation booth. And I went in and sang words over this instrumental part we had played, and then unleashed it on the band the next time we got together about a week later. And it was the first they'd heard of any of this. And I thought, if they can live with it, then I can. But they have to be happy with it first. And if they are, then maybe we could include it on the CD. So they came in, and unbeknownst to them, Lance just put it on and started playing it. And they quickly started recognizing that that was them playing. And mm-hmm. then they start looking at me, and with this sheepish grin, I'm fessing up that I had done this. And, you know, maybe they're all nuts, but they all loved it and asked to have it on the CD. So.
And there you go. And waxed it was, or magnetized, I guess we say now, right? And we should point out that the song that we're talking about here is called Naive Melody, or Home, I guess it's better known as, right, by Talking Heads.
Yeah.
Which is one of my all-time favorite Talking Heads songs.
Oh, very good. And same here. And it's just really a beautiful sentiment. And I, because of the nature of the way this thing unfolded, I sang it purely from memory. And I think, by all accounts, didn't accurately sing all the lyrics. And I just was kind of winging it. But I left it like that, because that's really how the song kind of formed and blossomed there in the studio. So I left it as such, and have been lambasted a few times for this. I'm terribly sorry. I even put a little disclaimer on the CD that I meant no harm.
Well, everyone should go out and check out that CD, which is called
Hymns for Children.
Hymns for Children. I guess that's the latest recorded evidence of your band.
It is, although we are on the brink, undoubtedly. We've got a heap of material, certainly enough to fill a CD, and I think we're sort of bursting at the seams. We need to reflect this lineup of the group, which is not fully what was on the last CD,
right?
With a number of new members and new life in the band that it has never quite had before.
Yeah, the band is bigger than it was, and it's definitely more groove oriented than it was.
Yeah,
And have you guys been diligently recording some of this stuff, or?
You know, off and on, we actually rehearse in Lance's studio, Minimum Wage Recording, so the opportunity is there. But, of course, you know, bless his heart, Lance is amazingly good at wearing a number of hats, and he looks really good in all of them. But nonetheless,
the beard.
Yeah, it is. His grooming is you know, beyond reason. But nonetheless, you know, it's so hard for him to have to go from being an engineer to being the drummer, and we essentially have him in the band to be the drummer because he's
right.
fantastic drummer. He happens to, unfortunately for him, be an excellent sound engineer too. So he often records even just by sticking two mics in the room and trying to capture what we do. But we haven't had a sort of legitimate recording session in months, and need to.
Great. Now, let's play some music from one of your other projects. I want to, you know, make the point here that the 10 people in this band, if you added up all the bands that they're in aggregate, I mean, it would be a week-long festival
yes.
of bands. So we can't really play everything that everybody is working on. But I do want to mention that Ron Curry is doing a project with John Bradshaw, and you guys have heard them on WRIR during our pledge drive. They came and played live in Studio B as well, and Ron's got tons of different projects. Tim, you have other projects too. Let's play music from at least one of them here. So tell us about New Loft.
I'd love to. New Loft was a quartet, is now a trio with the passing of our dear friend John Mila, who is a friend of yours as well,
yeah.
A great trumpet player, an amazing guy, left us in January, but we have continued on as a trio, and actually John was experiencing some health issues, and New Loft became a trio a year or two ago before John passed, and it's a very wonderfully open, completely experimental, entirely freely improvising group featuring dear old friends Sam Bird on drums and Jimmy Gaffrey on saxophones and, well, sometimes little wind-up chattering teeth and, you know, anything we can get our hands on. This is a track we recorded actually on 9/10/01, uh-huh. So September 10th, 2001. With Ben Catania in his studio, and it's called Murgus at the Circus, and is a lot of fun. So
okay, so we're going to spin that right now, New Loft Quartet, and then Hotel X is going to be back in Studio B. They're going to play another three songs at least, and I wish we had another 2 hours to do this because we could just keep going here. I hope it's as enjoyable for the audience as it is for me because I'm really having a great time. Thanks a lot, Tim, and
thank
let's
you,
listen to New Loft Quartet with Tim Harding. Here it is right here. We'll be right back. And that's the sounds of New Loft Quartet with Tim Harding, Sam Bird, Jimmy Gappery, and the late John Mila, right here on WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio. That song is called Murgus at the Circus. And we've got Hotel X ready to go to play us a few more songs. Before we go to them, let me read you this underwriting announcement and make sure we get the bills paid here at WRIR. This program brought to you due to the generous contributions of our founding underwriter, Sticky Rice. Serving Asian-American sushi and tater tots since last century, Sticky Rice, located at 2232 West Main Street on the corner of Main and Strawberry, is a destination spot in the fan. Artful Asian interior, beautiful staff, and fresh creative entrees are available for lunch Monday through Friday and for dinner 7 nights per week. And their sushi chefs are also available for catering. If you would like more information from Sticky Rice, you can get it at this phone number, 358-7870. And just a quick announcement here of an administrative note. It's kind of exciting for us, maybe dull for you, but we've been waiting here at WRIR to get a piece of paper from the FCC, the one that officially says you have a license. We have been operating under what's called a construction permit, which is a perfectly well-permitted activity, and just waiting for them to send that license on to us, and we just received it. So we're very excited about that. It's kind of a red letter day for us. Write it down, June 10th, received FCC license here at WRIR LP, the mighty, mighty 100 watts of 97.3 FM, and of course streaming worldwide at www.wrir.org. And now, live in the studio, it's Hotel X. Thank you. You're listening to Hotel X live in WRIR's Studio B. We'll be right back. listening to Hotel X live in Studio B here on WRIR's Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove. They're going to play one more song for you guys here. And that's Hotel X playing live right here in WRIR Studio B. All right, O.J. Hunter's birthday. So happy birthday, O.J., one of the newest member, I believe, of the band Hotel X, who have just treated you to three songs. And we're going to get one more song from Hotel X in here before the 7 o'clock hour. Hotel X, live on WRIR, just like they did it in the old days, live radio. I hope that you guys have enjoyed this. We got, I think, 7 songs in total from Hotel X on the show, and I just want to send out my thanks to the 9 folks from the band who are here today. They did an excellent job, and we've really had a great time having them here on the show. You're listening to Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove, right here on WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio, radio for the rest of us, and streaming worldwide at www.wrir.org. Thanks for joining us on this edition of Global Agogo. We've got a special edition of Beep Ah Fresh coming up next, because we've got DJ Carlito in the house. He's going to be on the Wheels of Steel with Mr. Felty as well. And they're filling in for Chuck B and Hoodrich this week, who are where?
They're going to New York City. Actually, he's going, I think Hoodrich said he's going back to Brooklyn where he grew up, which would be in the Bed-Stuy area. So big shout out to them and all the listeners of Beep Out Fresh every week. And also, I was just really excited to hear live music, you know, walking into the studio today. So thanks, Bill, for setting up Hotel X.
Well, and thanks should really go out to our engineer, Alan Coberly, who did a fantastic job getting these guys to sound as good as they did on the air. Let me take care of these two announcements. Global Agogo is sponsored in part by founding underwriter, the Modlin Center for the Arts at the University of Richmond. Information about the Modlin Center and their upcoming music, theater, dance, and visual performances is available by calling them at this number, 289-8990. The Modlin Center for the Arts at the University of Richmond. And every third Thursday of the month from 6 to 9 p.m., the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts will feature themed evenings. You can listen to live music, explore your creative side, tour their collections, and enjoy food and specialty drinks. June 16th, that's this upcoming Thursday, will bring Richmond Blues from Argentina, excuse me, with Miguel Botafogo, with Bruce Ewan and the Solid Senders. That should be interesting. Blues from Argentina. You can sample beef and vegetarian empanadas, taste Argentinian wines, and romance your creative muse with artist Michelle Delano. Ticket information is available by calling 340-1405. That is an announcement from the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts here in Richmond, Virginia, USA. And we got Ron Curry back in the studio again. We got a little bit of time here. You can say a few farewell things. Why don't you tell us what songs you played? Was that four numbers in that set?
That was four. And let's see. Oh,
if you can remember.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. The last one was Themby, which is a Pharoah Sanders number.
Yeah, I thought I recognized that.
The one before that is fairly new to us. It's an original called Desert Bridge, which is another Tim Harding composition. Prior to that was Speaker of the House, which is another Tim Harding composition.
It's dedicated to Dennis Hastert? No, not exactly.
Actually, it was dedicated to a Speaker of the House from Lagos, Nigeria, that we met. He came to one of our rehearsals with some other delegates from the Nigerian House of Parliament, and they were all dancing their rears off, and it was it was great, and that song came out of it.
Great. And do you remember the first number that you played in that set?
No.
Nah, okay, that's fine.
Some song enough. We wrote.
But I will be posting that whole set list on the website, www.wrir.org, as soon as I can. And let's see, that brings us right up to the 7 o'clock hour. I just want to say thank you guys for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Guys and gals, because I keep saying guys, but you know, you've got one female saxophone player who can really play.
She is the youngest member of our group, I think, at 22, and our members range all the way up into their mid-50s, I believe.
And we didn't get it that clearly on the air. It's O.J. Hunter's birthday today?
It is O.J. Hunter's birthday.
All right, happy birthday, O.J. He is the newest member of the band, right?
Yes. From the Awareness Art Ensemble.
One of Richmond's greatest reggae outfits of
Absolutely.
All time.
Absolutely. Internationally recognized.
And it seems like everybody gravitates to being in this band at some point or another. If people of a certain mindset,
it's like a black
all want to
hole,
be in this band.
It?
Yeah, kind of. You don't let them out? You just let them in?
No.
Yours are going to be a big
musicians
band then soon.
Musicians check in, but they don't check out.
Exactly. Well, Ron, it was great. Let's do it again.
We will.
And, in fact, maybe we should just do a listening session, you know, bring some of the recordings that you brought and we didn't get to play today because we really didn't get to too many of those.
Okay. We'll plan on it. Thanks,
All right,
Bill.
Let's do it. And I'm going to close out with a song that Ron mentioned up at the beginning of the show, a band that he mentioned called Tenaroan. one of my favorite acts from in Africa right now. They played, and I missed the opportunity to see them play up in Washington in the fall. I know they're going to be back at least one date in the U.S. in New York in July at Joe's Pub, and I'm actually thinking about going up to see that because this is a band that literally put down their AK-47s and picked up guitars. This is kind of like a classic rock story that you couldn't possibly believe. But the band met in a refugee camp in Libya, where they were all members of an organization that was fighting for independence from Mali, a fight which they have fortunately given up. And Mali is at peace, and this band doesn't have to be in the military anymore, and they can now play this desert rock and roll that is so unbelievably compelling that it's really been a big inspiration for Ron and Hotel X and for me on this program. So let's go out with this last song from Tanarawin from their great, great album called Amasakul. And this song is called Aldichen Manen on Global Agogo. Thanks for listening.
Time for Beep Out Fresh. Thanks for tuning in, everybody, to Global Agogo. That sounded like a really cool show. I think this is the CD we're listening to. Tanarawin. Sounds like pretty nice guitar music there. I'm gonna play with the CD player here. Do some Brenda Fassie just to make the transition into our hip hop show. It's all hip hop. It's all good. Here's Brenda Fassie, South Africa, with Wulindlela.